Heavy downpours have caused flash floods in many villages in three districts in the Nan province in the north, forcing an evacuation of people from 11 villages. The heavy rain's been influenced by tropical storm Babinka, which is now covering the upper part of Vietnam and moving slowly in a westerly direction. It's expected to weaken into a depression today. The Ban San school was about 50 centimetres underwater, and the flooding forced it to close yesterday. The Thai Meteorological Department warned about heavy rains in 38 provinces until at least tomorrow. The government will hold a thank you party for all the people involved in the search and rescue operations at the Tam Luang cave, including members of the Thai and foreign media, as well as people who provided support for the operations at the courtyard of Dusit Palace on September the 6th. The Prime Minister's office said that His Majesty the King has graciously granted permission for the government to use the palace grounds to host the thank you party. A music band from the Mahidol University will entertain the participants throughout the evening from 6 till 9. Altogether, about 8,000 guests will be invited to join. They include people from 53 provinces who were involved in the search and rescue operation, and about 300 expats and foreigners from abroad and members of the Thai and foreign media. And the Phuket Marine Office has made an official announcement for boats to be careful when going to sea until at least tomorrow. They say when going to sea, captains must ensure that boats and safety equipment are ready at all times. Passengers should wear life jackets at all times there on boats. Boat captains also must follow directions from officers at each pier. Parts of Bangkok are facing years of gridlock as major projects to build five additional major lines of the SkyTrain and subway simultaneously are set to throw the city's already log-jammed roads into further chaos. Three of the lines are due for completion in about 3 years, while the other two will take up to 5 years. The huge mass transit undertaking, covering a total of 103 kilometres, will undoubtedly impede the city's crawling traffic flow, especially during morning and evening rush hours, as one or two lanes of nearly 10 major roads will be closed during the construction period. Whilst we're up in Bangkok, Bangkok police have held a meeting between representatives of the Pattamwan and Uttan Thawai colleges yesterday. Students from the colleges fought on the skywalk near the National Stadium BTS station. Education Ministry officials attended the meeting to help find solutions to the issue of student brawls. The Pattamwan Institute of Technology has announced that it will remain closed for 7 days, and a police truck's been stationed at the entrance to prevent further violence. Police have also stepped up patrols to prevent fights between the adjacent institutions near Siam Square. Four officers of the same investment advisory firm have been raided in Bangkok, Phuket and Samui. Coordinated raids on the offices of what appears to be a single advisory firm were conducted by the DSI Police and Board of Investments representatives. The pictures identify the company raided as DFDL Thailand Legal and Tax. The company offers investment advisory expertise. The raids were conducted in relation to the use of foreigners using Thai nominees to allow matters like land purchase and the operation of businesses restricted under the Foreign Business Act. And 36 provinces in Thailand in the north, northeast, east and south, I think that's pretty much everywhere, are being warned to brace for intense rains and isolated torrential downpours until tomorrow. The Thai Meteorological Department say the tropical storm Babinka is over Vietnam at the moment and will become a tropical depression and low pressure cell over Laos, but they predict isolated torrential downpours in all regions of the country. In the south, regions affected include Phetchaburi, Prachuap Khiri Khan, Chumphon, Surathani, Ranong, Phang Nga and Phuket.